I'm just showing them my appreciation of them, like having fun with them. And those guys do a tremendous job blocking, busting their butts every play. And, you know, they don't really get a lot of recognition for it. So I want him to have some fame and have fun.
How important is it for your offensive lineman to get the credit, considering, you know, your success and also Tevin's success in that opener? The fact that they're opening the holes they are for you, especially after there were some questions about them in preseason.
They're a phenomenal line. You know, I think they do a hell of a job at what they do. We all just got to continue to get better. We believe in each other, so that make it unique about us. And as long as we believe in each other, the sky's the limit.
How's this ride been for you? How's this ride been for you so far in these 2 weeks?
It's been a fun ride. It's like, you know, nothing changed. I'm the same person. I just go out there and get better, practice hard every day, and come game time, just make plays. It's been a phenomenal ride, though.
In terms of what you're able to provide this offense, the explosion, you know, from the running back position, in terms of what it's done for this team so far, do you think you have personally opened the eyes of the rest of the league in terms of what you can do and how much better and more improved this offense can become?
I mean, I don't focus on, like, how many eyes I can open for the lead and stuff like that. I just focus on helping my team get a win and preparing well, fighting for them every day. And going out there, let my ability show. Like, you know, I don't got to really focus on that. That's something, like, that'll handle itself. Just focusing on getting 5% better every day.
You said this run hasn't changed you. I'm curious, did not being named a starter back when the season started, did that change anything about you?
Nah. You know, I understand the situation. I had a hamstring injury. And, you know, the NFL is a progressing business always. And you got to – I can't play if I ain't available. You know, the best accountability is availability. So that was something I couldn't control. I was injured. So, you know, it's all about when I get my opportunity, what I'm going to do with it. And I definitely want to show, and I'm going to continue to show that I could take the pound.
They're number one in the league in rushing. Of course, they have Morris and Jones together. Is there ever any, you know, friendly competition? I mean, is that something that you, you know, pay attention to, your offensive line pays attention to, you know, knowing that there's, quote unquote, a showdown there and a possibility where you kind of want to one-up them a little bit?
I mean,
their status?
Some people look at it. I don't look at it like that, man. I can't compete with the next guy. You know, I can only compete with myself and get better and push myself because I don't know what a guy doing week in and week out. I know what I'm going to do week in and week out. Some people look at it different, though. You know, everybody got their own opinion of things, and that's just my perspective of things. Compete with myself.
Piggybacking off that, though, Chris Thompson's obviously over there, and you're going to get more touches than him, but at the end of the day, I'm sure you'd like to one-up him.
No, man, I'm just happy he in the league. He came from a rough environment, kind of just like me. Been through a lot of injuries in college and got through, and he in the league. So anytime he touched the ball, that's a blessing. That's my brother, and I'm just happy for him.
Talk about your rough environment, how it's prepared you for this, what you're going through.
Everyday life, you know, just growing up in certain neighborhoods prepare you for, like, certain things. And it makes – how I came up makes football like a piece of cake. It don't matter, like, I could grind all day long. I could fight and work hard and stuff because of the circumstances I grew up in.